I'm speaking to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm. Rob, we're into a new financial year. We're a couple of months in now. Just remind us, please, of any changes around tax, both corporate and personal, that we should now be thinking about. There were a few changes that were coming in, I believe.
Yeah, so I think if you talk about corporate first, so probably the biggest issue there is the increase in corporation tax rates. The main rate's gone from 19% to 25%. Now, for businesses with profits of less than 250,000, there's a sliding scale up to 50,000. It's 19%, and then there's a sliding scale on profits over there that gets it up to the 25% overall. And people, a lot of businesses have done planning for that. A lot of businesses, for example, didn't spend stuff while the tax rate was 19% because they're now going to spend it and get 25% tax relief on it. So I think that's possibly one of the bigger issues for limited companies. For individuals, I think there's probably two main issues. The first thing is, for example, the personal allowance has just remained the same. And we've talked about this before, is that people will say, oh, I got X amount I could earn tax-free last year, and it's the same this year. And they don't see that that's a tax rise, when in reality it is, because with inflation, et cetera, that's causing a higher tax bill. And then we've had some chipping around the edges with the amount, for example, of dividends that you can earn without having to tax pay, sorry, to pay tax on it, has reduced from 2,000 to 1,000 pounds. Capital gains tax allowances have dropped from just over 12,000 to 6,000 pounds. So again, it's just reducing the amount that you can get without having to pay more tax on it. And therefore the planning becomes that much more important for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And of course, it's important to stating the obvious here. If you're just say for example, your tax year runs from April to March, you need to be thinking about your tax for in April, not in March 2024.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And I think the other thing that's coming in for businesses that aren't limited companies, so for sole traders partnership, we're having a change of the way that tax is actually calculated. So for anyone with a year end that's not 31st of March or 5th of April, effectively they're being pushed to change their year end to 31st of March, 5th of April in the current tax year. And that comes in from effectively next year. And therefore, in the current year, all of a sudden, if you haven't got a 5th of April year end, you could end up with a 15-month or an 18-month long period of account, and you're paying tax over that period of time. And now there are ways of spreading that additional tax, but to some businesses, that's going to have a big impact. And they need to be aware of that and considering it from a planning point of view, now, so it's not a shock to the system.
Excellent. Rob Beale from Morris Owen, thanks very much for your update.
Thank you.